78
Blog Talk Radio.
Charlie Villanoff, 78-0, 49 knockouts, the greatest of all time, pound for pound king, the GOAT, undefeated, undisputed. My last one, superb. You know, now the world knows, man, that I'm better than Tyson, better than Holly, better than Mayweather, better than Wilder, better than all of them. Yeah, I proved it, man. That's speed and power. I mean, show me a fighter on HBO or Showtime or any of those fake networks. Show me a fighter, K-1. I beat a K-1 fighter that day. Show me a fighter that can compete with that speed and power. Those reflexes, man. You kidding, man? That motherfucker knew how to fight, but he didn't know what was hitting him, man. I was so fucking fast, man. That dude, like, from the get-go, from the very beginning of the fight, that guy, like, he already knew. I mean, it was obvious. Like, he was just so scared. You could see the fear in his eyes, that he knew that he was going to lose. Like, that's it. That motherfucker was done. Like, I beat him mentally before I beat him physically. I beat him mentally, and then I physically beat him down. See what I'm saying? And that's what I do to all my opponents, but especially to him. You know, that was a great victory. You know, I had a lot of career-defining victories when I beat Derek the Giant, when I took Deontay Wilder, when I beat Joe Zwall, when I beat this guy, when I beat Jacob, then when I smashed that TV fighter 10 times in the head. I had a lot of career-defining victories, and you just can't pick one. My best one of all time, yeah, when I beat Derek the Giant. 6'4", 300 pounds, yeah, definitely. If I had to pick one, yeah, but I had a lot of great ones. But, yeah, Charlie Zelenoff, unstoppable force to be reckoned with, man. And you haters have talked a lot of shit, and you people look very stupid now. And, you know, what can I say? The videos, like, everything they've said about, all the bullshit they spread about me on Google, all the bullshit they spread about me on, you know, the fake websites, that forums and shit like that. Hey, Eastside Boxing, man, you guys see the picture on my radio? Boxring.com, you guys see that? I think you guys should make that your avatar, man. Me punching the shit out of that huge heavyweight, man. That guy's a bare-knuckle street fighter, man. You motherfuckers would never, ever want to fight him. Hold on one second. Yeah, it's going to be a 30, a little less started. I got on the radio a little later. Yeah, my wife's going to call me right after the radio, so I got to get off in 23 minutes. So some boxing. Yeah, 20 days, I'm going to be holding my wife in my arms. She's meeting me at the airport. I can't wait. We're already counting the days. Less than 3 weeks, 20 more days, baby. Charlie Zelenoff meets the Zelenoff. Yeah, what can I say? I've waited my whole life to, you know, I met her 7 months ago, but I've waited my whole life to, you know, be married. It's just like a dream come true, man. Reality. It's reality. She's all mine. She's been mine. In our relationship, the love just keeps growing stronger and stronger. And I keep getting stronger and stronger as a boxer. And what can I say? The road to 100, no, it's going to be legendary. It already is legendary, I'm saying. When I get to the 100, no, it's just going to be unprecedented. The greatest sports, not just the greatest boxing story, but the greatest sports story ever. Nobody in basketball can compare to what I've done in boxing. Not Michael Jordan, not LeBron James. Nobody. Not Kobe Bryant, none of those motherfuckers. I'm not discrediting. It's two different things, basketball and boxing. But what I'm saying is those motherfuckers were hyped from the start. Nobody hated on them. Everybody was hyped and everybody was saying they're going to be great and all that shit. And they turned out to, you know what I'm saying? With me, who the fuck picked me to be the best boxer of all time? Hey, look at me now. Hey, Charlie Zelenoff, number one pound for pound. Nobody can deny it now, yeah. But from the start, who would have picked me? Whose mind did it cross that Charlie Zonoff was going to be Jules Zavala, Deontay Wilder, Derek the Giant, all these other heavyweights, the last heavyweight that I beat, the one before kickboxer and MMA fighter Jacob, you know what I'm saying, that I knocked out Footnote C in the first round. Klitschko got so scared he didn't fight. Whose mind would have crossed that I would one-shot Deontay Wilder in the ring? People, these fucking delusional haters, they said that the fight would not even happen. I told them, I'm fighting Deontay Wilder. They said, no, you're not. And these idiots didn't even think the fight was going to happen. I bet they fucking shit themselves when they saw me punch that motherfucker and he flew the fuck away. You see what I'm saying? So that's why my boxing story didn't go down in history as the greatest sports story ever, because I was always the favorite, but I was treated like the underdog. You understand? I was treated like the underdog. I was like, no, I was sold short. I was not true, but it's better this way. Now I'm not sold short anymore. Now everybody knows I'm the champ. I'm the greatest. Charlie Zelenoff. See, whoever I fight is Charlie Zelenoff versus whoever the victim is, whatever the victim's name is. Yeah, it's not their name and then versus me. I'm the champ. I'm the superstar. I'm the next star in boxing. I'm the pound-for-pound king. I'm the face of boxing. You hear that, Floyd? I'm the face of boxing, Floyd, and I'll break your fucking face any day of the week, any day of the month, any day of the fucking year. You're a clown. You, Pacquiao, you people are not in my league. I'm the best. Go watch my last fight. That speed, that power. Hey, listen. That clown of yours, Roger Mayweather, he can't teach no fighter to fight like that. Nobody. Sugar Ray Robinson never had that kind of speed, never had that kind of power. Kind of record, 78-0. Hey, Sugar Ray Robinson, 123 wins. How many losses do you have then? Exactly. Conversation over. He had like 20-something losses. Yeah, I'm close to 100 wins. I can get to 123 wins and still have zero losses. And Sugar Ray Robinson has how many losses? Exactly, over 20. Yeah, it doesn't matter how many wins. If you're so fucking great, you're not gonna get beat that many times. You know what I'm saying? That's it. Come on, I'm wiping out heavyweights. Literally, my jab nearly knocked out a heavyweight. Man, are you kidding? That Charlie Zelenoff would kill Sugar Ray Robinson. If you get a time machine, Charlie Zelenoff versus Muhammad Ali, hey, one punch knockout. Look at my speed and power. Muhammad Ali, are you kidding me, man? That guy's not in my league. This rope-a-dope bullshit, man, with George Foreman, him. What the fuck was that bullshit, man? Look at how fast I am. Look at my explosiveness, man. Look at how I start the fight. Look at how I would fucking murder him, man. I am the GOAT. I am the greatest. But yeah, yesterday, sorry, not yesterday, Sunday, I went to the gym, and I'm thinking, see, I'm beating so many people. I'm beating two guys the same day. Yeah, exactly. Is this Muhammad Ali guy, has he ever beaten two guys in one day? Legitimate pro fights without headgear, two people in one day, has he ever done that? No, he hasn't. Yeah, so who the fuck is he? What goat, man? He's not a fucking... These people that doted him to be the greatest of all time, hey, sorry, it's Charlie Zelenoff, man. Charlie Zelenoff is the greatest of all time, man. Yeah. Not Pussy Boy Floyd. Cassius Clay, it's Cassius Gay, man. That should be his name, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, one second. No, seriously, I mean, to beat two motherfuckers in one day. I mean, come on. I've done it so many times. I mean, let me look at my record right now. Like, I've lost count of how many times I've done this shit, like, to beat multiple people in a day. Yeah, but before it would be, like, forfeit, and then I'd knock one guy out. Now I physically beat, like, one guy, then I beat another guy. Like, okay, I got locked up. I knocked out two huge black heavyweights. I got locked up for that. But see, that was great and everything. No, it was not great me getting locked up. It was great. The wins are great. But I'm saying that it was bare knuckle, but I'm physically beating two motherfuckers in one day in boxing matches. Yeah, the K-1 guy hit him bare knuckle, but he had gloves. It was considered a boxing match with used hands. It was not a street fight. It was in a gym. You know, the second fight, I beat him with gloves. No, yeah, the last punch may have been landed in bare knuckle, but most of the fight was in gloves. All right, let's see. I'm telling you right now. I mean, if you want to talk about forfeits or black muscle head and 6'3" heavyweight, two of them knocked the fuck out, both of them in one day. Yeah, Pussy Boy Marcus. Remember that black guy at the LA Fitness that was scared of me? I got in his face, I wanted to knock him out, and he's like, I'll give you your gloves back right now. All right, him. And then that same day, I went and smashed Jason Biscuit at Fortune's Gym. Fortune's Gym, huh? Sure didn't have any fortune against Charlie Zelenoff. Jason Urbitski. Oh, yeah, ESPN. Let's give them a little shout-out. Stephen A. Smith. Oh, I'm sorry, I mispronounced your name, bro. Stephen Gay Smith. You don't know shit about boxing. Go watch my last fight. Type Charlie Zelenoff. Sorry, let me correct it. Type number one pound for pound in the world. Charlie Zelenoff fucks up 205 pounder. You dumb motherfucker. You fucking idiot. What's all this bullshit? Mayweather first. ESPN first take. Mayweather versus Pacquiao. You fucking clown. I beat Deontay Wilder. I would fucking murder Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao in the same goddamn night. You fucking idiot. You don't know shit about basketball, and you definitely don't know shit about boxing. So I suggest you stick to basketball, even though you don't know shit about basketball, because you're disregarding. This is a boxing radio, all right? Whatever happens in basketball, happens in basketball. I'm still the champ. I can give my predictions in basketball, but it's irrelevant. Yeah, the Hawks are going to win the championship, but it's irrelevant. You know what I'm saying? You know, yeah. The point is this. These clowns, Skip Bayless, Stephen Gay Smith, these two clowns sit on there and they talk about these paid professional actors. This fucking moron, Teddy Atlas, mentioned me and Deontay Wilder. He praised Wilder. He dissed me. You know, I beat Wilder in the ring. I hit him with a left hook. Wilder literally flew the fuck away. The ropes held his back up from getting knocked the fuck out. That's what I've been telling people, that if I ever get involved with the mainstream, which I did, we're going to be enemies. We're not going to ally. You understand? They're enemies. I'm going to beat them. You know what I'm saying? And I did beat them. Like I said, I saw K-1 kickboxer. The guy was 240, 250 pounds, huge motherfucker. This guy would knock Mike Tyson out. This guy would definitely, the guy was 240, 250. If he hits Deontay Wilder in the jaw, Wilder gets knocked out cold. I punched this guy two times. I hit him, I jabbed him in the stomach, and then he hit me. He landed a walkie punch, and then I hit him lead right to the face. Boom, stopped him, made him quit. One punch, one headshot, made a K-1 kickboxer quit. 240, 250 pounds. Mansfield. His name is Mansfield. No, not that. He was black. Not that pussy fucking skinny white guy from the UFC. Are you kidding, man? I fucking crippled that guy. No, not him. I beat another Mansfield. Yeah, this Mansfield would murder that UFC Mansfield clown. So, yeah. Underground Boxing Federation. Webs.com. Charlie Zelenoff, 78-0, 49 knockouts, number one pound for pound in the world. Yeah, and this clown, Teddy Atlas, did he see my last fight or my last few fights? What about the TV fighter that I beat, the EFC MMA guy? He bear hugged me, I punched him in the head 10 times. What about that fight, huh? You fucking retards, man. Journalists, commentators on TV, man, you fucking morons, man. Why don't you clowns come down to the gym, man? Talk some of that shit that you talk, man. Fucking pussies, man. Behind the microphone, man. get paid to talk all that bullshit, man. You quants don't know anything. What the fuck you're talking about, man? Fucking retards, man. Bunch of self-proclaimed fucking boxing people. Many people are not boxing people. You're actors. You're fucking actors. None of you fucking clowns would have predicted that there would be a fighter, a boxer, as fast, as strong as me. None of you. Nobody. You understand? Yeah, but come on. Well, look at how many mainstream fighters I've beaten. No, wait a minute. I mean, it's like, okay, I see Chuck Liddell. I punked this guy. I mean, he even admitted it himself. He didn't. He even said, yeah, that guy said something. Yeah, see, of course he's not going to. Who's going to openly say and admit that they got punked? You know, when Elie Segbeck interviewed Chuck Liddell. Elie Segbeck interviewed me, he interviewed Chuck Liddell, right? And I said it on that I punked Chuck Liddell. People saw it. But when he interviewed Chuck Liddell, Chuck Liddell said that he did admit that he saw me. He said, oh, yeah, that guy said something. And then he made up a bunch of lies that wanted a picture. Hey, what the fuck is wrong with that motherfucker? I came up to him, and I told him. I said, hey, me and you in the ring. He didn't want to do it. I walked after him. He got scared. He picked up his arm, and I got in a stance. I knuckled up, and I said, hey, you and all your TV stuff is bullshit. I am the best. He's like, all right. See, he's not getting, and he said, that guy said something. Now you know what I said. That's what I said. I said, all of your TV stuff is bullshit. I'm the best. Now, if Chuck Liddell, if I seen him at my gym, I'll knock him out. Oh, yeah, he'd get knocked out. That's it. Let him come down to the gym. Plenty of fighters. I beat a K-1 kickboxer over there. God, man, filled with fucking murder, Chuck Liddell. Yeah, this fucking pussy, man. That guy's a joke, man. I've seen him fight, man. That guy, he got knocked out, man. Rampage. I'd fucking kill Rampage, man. I beat Deontay Wilder with a left hook. One punch. Power held back, man. Rampage, man. Rampage hasn't seen a real Rampage yet, man. Fucking pussy-ass motherfucker, man, with his dog chains, man, trying to intimidate people. He's a fake motherfucker, man. That mother's dog chains, man. Rampage wouldn't intimidate a fucking chihuahua, man. You guys a fucking clown. Charlie's on off the greatest, man. I'll break all these son of bitches, man. This fucking Joker Klitschko, man, this fucking clown. Jennings, who the fuck is Jennings? I fucking murdered that guy. I'd murder both of these clowns, man. All you motherfuckers. Type number one pound for pound Charlie Zonoff. Fucks up 205 pounder. Type it in on YouTube right now, man. You're going to see real speed and power. You're going to see speed and power that Mike Tyson in the 80s has never generated. Not even fucking close, man. Like I said, the way you're as good as your last fight. Charlie Zonoff that fought on March 17th, 2015, this month, the Charlie Zonoff that won last week ago, exactly last Tuesday, I won my 78th pro bout. That Charlie Zonoff beats any man in the world. That is the best boxer that you'll ever get to see. And guess what? I keep getting better. When I beat Jacob, I mean, in the last fight, I looked even better. I mean, both of them were great wins, but I'm talking about the way I moved, like everything, you know, how fast I threw my punches, the left, right, you know, the head movement, the fucking, the way I was coming forward, the way I was rushing. You kidding me? How is Klitschko or Wilder, how are they going to deal with that? That hand speed, the volume punching, the fucking, the pressure, you know, they're not going to be able to deal with that shit. Hell, Wilder couldn't deal with the pressure in the ring in 2014, and I wasn't a fraction as good as I am now. Look how much better I am this year than I was last year. Last year I was great. I was phenomenal. I was the best of all time last year. But this year I'm a lot better. The John Daniels, he wants a rematch at my gym anytime. I will put him to sleep. No excuses. He can bring whoever the fuck he wants. I'll bring my people. He can bring his people. We can do it again, but not at his gym. My gym. I went to his turf. I beat his ass. Now he has to come to my turf. I never even had to go to his turf. I'm the champ. Do you understand? I'm the champion. I came there with my belt. I beat him, and I took the belt home. Therefore, if Dijon wants a rematch, at any time, mind you. The thing is, I leave. to Ukraine in 20 days. So, plus, I talked to that clown. He doesn't want to do it. Hey, it's all good. When I come back, I'll happily put that fucking pussy to sleep, man. Like I said, he's not a choke artist. He's a joke artist, man. When he tried to fucking Muay Thai hold me, I beat the shit out of him. I hit DeJean 3 times in the head. I snapped his fucking head back. And then in the ring, I outboxed him. And then all these idiots are trying to make it like, trying to talk shit, saying, oh, you choked out. What choked out, man? This is boxing. This isn't fucking wrestling. In the boxing, that's Charlie's own, I would destroy DeJean. That's it. You all know it. That wasn't my best fight. That wasn't my best win. Yeah, but look at how I fight now. Okay, look at that last guy that I beat would knock out DeJean, man. That motherfucker was bigger than DeJean, man. He was taller than him. He had longer reach than him, man. And I've been, listen, I hit that last guy 4 times in the head. He landed 1 punch. That guy has more power than DeJean. I'll tell you that much right now. Yeah, so, I mean, Jacob would knock out DeJean. Giozavala would kill DeJean. I mean, seriously, Gonzalez, that huge-ass fucking heavyweight, he would kill DeJean. I beat better opponents than DeJean. What's up with this DeJean, Wilder, all these clowns? I beat DeJean and Wilder, man. Wilder, I TKO'd him. I'm satisfied with that one. Yeah, DeJean, I outboxed him. And he cheated like a little bitch. Yeah, DeJean. Yeah, he deserves to be knocked out cold. I agree. The thing is, I spoke with him. I spoke with his retarded fucking EJ trainer. They don't want to do it, man. They don't want to do it. They don't want a rematch, man. Forget about it. They lost. That's it. I beat Derek the Giant. Derek the Giant never wanted a rematch. What a rematch, man. I fucking broke his jaw. I beat the shit out of him. I outboxed him. I made him look like a fool, man. All these fucking mainstream clowns, man. They're like, put it like this, man. I like sports, like hockey, basketball. Yeah, I like hockey and basketball. Like hockey. I like Kings, man. That's my team, man. You know what I'm saying? Best team in the world, man. You know, the defending champions, they're going to win it again. Regardless if they win it or not this year, they won 2 out of 3. The LA Kings is the best team. See, I'm a fan of hockey. You know, basketball. Well, I mean, basketball has been tough picking a team because for one, in 2013, I completely stopped following basketball. I just, you know, been fighting, knocking people out. I 2013, I didn't even watch a single game. I barely found out that the Heat won, beat the Spurs, and the Spurs choked in the Anderson shit. Then I started following basketball again. And it's been hard for me to pick a team because a lot of these teams, they're affiliated with these paid professional actors that I beat. You know, like Deontay Wilder, like all these clowns. Mayweather, I knocked out Mayweather Sr. And I see a lot of these teams, like the Clippers and shit, who are a very good team. But Floyd Mayweather goes to their games. But Matt Barnes on the Clippers, he dissed Mayweather. Okay, well, yeah, he dissed Mayweather, but does that mean that the rest of them dissed him? Let's see the whole team diss Mayweather. And then I'll be like, all right, go Clippers. But I don't know, man. I did a research on every NBA team. And the only team that I found that is not affiliated with paid professional actors are the Atlanta Hawks. And the Atlanta Hawks are first place in the Eastern Conference. Listen, to three losses in a row, whatever, man. Here's what I got to say, man. 19 in a row, son. They won 19 in a row. That's some Jordan Pippen Chicago Bulls shit, man. 19 in a row, man. In the playoffs, I mean, I don't see anybody beating them. This idiot Stephen Gaismith, he said they don't have the star power. They don't have that go-to guy in the end. Bullshit. How the fuck did the Spurs win all those championships? Who the fuck is their go-to guy? They don't have a best player. Sometimes it's Parker, sometimes it's Kawhi Leonard, sometimes it's Duncan, sometimes it's fucking what's his name, Monta Ginobili. They don't have a best player. It always switches. You know, they got different. But exactly with the Hawks, except the Hawks are better than the Spurs. Yeah, the last game, whatever. the first game the Hawks won. Right now the Hawks are not playing well, and that's it. But in the playoffs, yeah, the Hawks are going to be champions. But again, this is a boxing radio, and I'm the best boxer in the world, and I'm here to talk boxing. And I'm here to expose BoxRec. BoxRec is a fraud and a hoax. What did I tell you fucking retards the whole time? You fucking moron. Hey, the video reached 1,000 hits. Watch the video. I'm sure you all seen it. I'm sure you all feel stupid. That guy had 45 pounds on me. I beat the shit out of him. At 0:32, what happened to him? He walked into that web jab, and I nearly dropped him with a jab. I was about to throw a right haymaker at him, and he pushed me with the glove. He was about to get knocked the fuck out. Literally, he was about to get laid out. That next fight is definitely going to be a knockout. Like, I'm talking knockout and cold. Hey, bottom line is this, man. 78 tried, 78 failed, man. You haters are fucking delusional, man. All you fucking haters need help, man. I'm the best boxer in the world, man. My fucking fists prove it. You can't deny it. It's on YouTube. It's on documented footage, man. You can't deny it. Look at this. Underground Boxing Federation, no wins, no count. 78 wins, 0 losses. Charlie's on. You kidding, man? I beat a guy from K1. A guy was 250 pounds. Huge motherfucker. He was the same weight as Klitschko. He was shorter, but I'm talking about weight-wise. I've seen him hit the back. He was faster than Klitschko. That guy would kill Klitschko. I beat him in a matter of seconds. We squared up. I hit him in the stomach. He landed a lucky headshot, and then I landed a headshot, and I stopped him. That's it. That was the whole fight. Me against the K1 fighter. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, on Tuesday, last Tuesday. And then right after that, you all saw on video what I did. Do you understand? I just won a fight. 20 minutes later, I go into another fight. Yeah, these clowns on TV, they don't fight two times a day, man. They don't fight two times a year because most of them fight once a year. These clowns are fucking actors, paid professional actors. K1, paid professional acting. There you go. Hey, why did he lose? Same question. Why did he lose? Joe Zavala, TV fighter. Why did he lose to me? The guy that I punched 10 times in the head, EFC. EFC is a TV network. Why did he lose to me? Why? I thought you haters said that the UBF wasn't legit. If it's not legit, then why am I beating these fighters? You fucking retards. You clowns are not legit. The mainstream isn't legit. Charlie Zelenoff, the greatest of all time. Number one pound for pound. Yeah, you son of a bitch, you're pretty upset, man. I can tell, man. I saw the videos that you're posting. Yeah, you're not too happy with the latest victory that I scored and I posted on YouTube, because I expose you motherfuckers, man, and I've exposed you to the point where you literally can't say a fucking word, man. You haters need to check yourselves into a mental institution. Not only were you wrong, you were way off, right? Charlie's going off some greatest boxer that's ever waved them gloves. Not Mayweather, not Ali, not Pacquiao, not Tyson, not Klitschko. I would kill these guys, man. I already beat one of them, Deontay Wilder. Sorry, I beat many of them. I'm talking about mainstream boxing. I beat many of them. Mayweather was a senior. I knocked him out. But they said he was old. Deontay Wilder's not even 30 years old. He's 29? He's not old. I beat him when he was, I beat him in May 2014. Yeah, I TKO'd Deontay Wilder, man. I snapped Deontay Wilder's jaw, man. I bet when I snapped Deontay Wilder's jaw, but I'm surprised BoxRec, I mean, I'm surprised people haven't killed yourselves yet. You fucking retards, man. WBC stands for World's Biggest Crap, man. Sick motherfuckers, man. I got 78 real wins, 0 losses, 49 real knockouts. Charlie Zelenoff, legend, gladiator, top of town king.